This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Government's policies and programs to be presented at the joint meeting of both chambers of Federal Parliament on 24th of May. House of Representatives concludes deliberation on appropriation bill for the upcoming fiscal year. Election Commission publishes final vote count results of 682 local levels. And Russia declares victory in Ukrainian port city of Mariupol. Now the news in detail. The government's policies and programs are to be presented at the joint meeting of both houses of the Federal Parliament on the 24th of May. Speaking at the meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday, Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota informed that President Vidyadevi Bhandari would present the government's policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year in the joint meeting of both the chambers of the Parliament at 4 p.m. on the 24th of May. Meanwhile, the meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday endorsed 8 ordinances. Nepal Police and Province Police Ordinance First Amendment proposed by Home Minister Balkrishna Khat for the approval was endorsed with majority of votes in the Parliament. Likewise, the Social Security Ordinance First Amendment and Acid and Other Hazardous Chemical Regulation Ordinance presented by the Home Minister was unanimously approved by the Parliament. Similarly, the Parliament unanimously endorsed the Medicine Ordinance Third Amendment, an ordinance related to the protection of health workers and medical institutions that were presented by the State Health Minister Bhawani Prasad Khapung. Likewise, the Railway Ordinance presented by Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Renu Kumari Yadav was approved by the Parliament with a majority of votes. The Parliament has also endorsed the ordinance aimed at amending some acts related to criminal codes and ordinance meant to amend laws against sexual violence. The House of Representatives has concluded the deliberations on the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill for the upcoming fiscal year. Earlier participating in the discussion, lawmakers of the ruling parties argued that the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill were practical and scientific. However, lawmakers of the opposition party blamed that the principles and priorities for having no course and aim. Lawmakers stressed the need of taking initiatives for making the economy export-oriented by increasing domestic production and displacing imports. Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota has said his serious attention has been drawn to an incident of sexual harassment against a beauty pageant participant. In response, he directed the government to bring the alleged perpetrator under the law and ensure compensation to the survivor. A woman via a series of TikTok videos a few days ago claimed that a beauty pageant organizer raped her for 6 months. As she said, the incident happened 8 years ago when she was 16. She also mentioned about the involvement of others in the incident. Nepali Congress lawmaker Gagan Kumar Thapa drew the speaker's attention to the matter amid deliberations on the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill. Rights activists yesterday gathered in front of the Prime Minister's official residence at Balwatar seeking an action against the alleged perpetrators and justice for the woman. Meanwhile, the Home Ministry has said its attention was drawn to a video clip relating to violence against a woman being circulated widely on social media. Meanwhile, the police headquarters has formed a 5-member committee led by Senior Superintendent of Police Basanta Bahadur Kumar to investigate the matter and take action accordingly. Other probe team members are Superintendent of Police Krishna Koirala, Deputy Superintendent of Police Kopila Chural, Deputy Superintendent of Police Hari Basnet and Inspector Sapana Kharka. The committee has launched investigations on Friday itself, according to the Home Ministry. Finance Minister Jonardhan Sarma has responded to the queries of lawmakers over the proposed principles and priorities of the appropriation bill for the upcoming fiscal year in the Parliament. Responding to the concerns of the lawmakers in the meeting of House of Representatives yesterday, Finance Minister Sharma said the country's dollar reserve was in balanced condition for around 7 months. He added that non-resident Nepalese had been urged to open dollar account in order not to let the country's dollar reserve fall down. The finance minister also informed the House that Nepal would see an estimated 5.84% economic growth rate as a result of an increment in the country's GDP. The results of the local level elections held on the 13th of May are coming out from across the country. The Election Commission has unveiled the vote count results of 682 local levels so far. As per the latest update, Nepali Congress has secured wins in 303 local levels, the CPN-UML in 185 local levels, CPN-Maoist in 137 local levels, Janata Samajwadi Party in 18 local levels, and others in 59 local levels. Voting updates are being received from all the metropolitan cities as well. As per the latest report, in Kathmandu's mayoral post, independent candidate Balendra Shah has been leading the vote count with 31,459 votes. CPN-UML candidate Keshav Sthapit is following him with 16,651 votes. From voting updates to results, Nagesh Koirala of Nepali Congress has been elected the mayor of Biratnagar Metropolitan City. He got 30,170 votes. His nearest rival Sagar Thapa of CPN-UML got 21,455 votes. Likewise, Silpa Karki of CPN-UML has been elected as the deputy mayor of Biratnagar Metropolitan City. From Biratnagar Metropolitan City to Hetauda Sub-Metropolitan City, Meena Lama of CPN Unified Socialist has been elected the mayor of Hetauda Sub-Metropolitan City. She was elected with 23,075 votes. Her nearest rival, Ananta Paudal of UML, got 20,908 votes. Likewise, Rajesh Bania of Nepali Congress has won the post of deputy mayor with 32,593 votes. The U.S. Undersecretary for Civilian Security, Democracy and Human Rights and Special Coordinator for Tibetan Issues, Uzra Jia, arrived in Kathmandu yesterday. She is in Kathmandu on a three-day visit to Nepal. Officials at Foreign Ministry and officials at the U.S. Embassy in Nepal had received Jia at Trivan International Airport yesterday. The ministry has informed that the visiting U.S. Undersecretary would have special meetings, including with Prime Minister Sherbahadur Dewa during her stay in Nepal. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Russia has declared victory in its months-long battle to conquer the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol. Moscow officials said the last fighters defending the city's Azovstal steel plant have now surrendered. For months, the troops had been holed up in the huge complex preventing Russia from establishing complete control over the city. Friday's evacuation marks the end of the most destructive siege of the war, with Mariupol now in complete ruins. U.S. President Joe Biden has arrived in South Korea on the first leg of an Asia tour aimed at reinforcing Washington's commitment to the Indo-Pacific region amid China's rise and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. He landed at the Osan Air Base south of Seoul on Friday evening. After a three-day visit that includes a summit with his South Korean counterpart, he will leave for Japan on Sunday for talks with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in Province No. 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Province No. 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and at a few places of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Government's policies and programs to be presented at the joint meeting of both chambers of Federal Parliament on 24th of May. House of Representatives concludes deliberation on appropriation bill for the upcoming fiscal year. Election Commission publishes final vote count results of 682 local levels, and Russia declares victory in Ukrainian port city of Mariupol. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.